Father in heaven, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness, for every good and perfect gift that comes down from heaven that's from you. And Lord, we thank you for all the good things of life, because we know those good things are sent by you, and we thank you for them, and we praise you for them, and we just glorify that wonderful name for all the many blessings that you bestowed upon us. I thank you for the good health, the good strength this day. I thank you for a sound mind. I thank you for your loving kindness. It's better than life itself. Lord, I thank you for the privilege of being able to receive that blessing that we cannot even describe, Lord, how obtainable that we can only have it through you, Lord God, that we can have everlasting life, that we can have our sins forgiven, put in the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered no more. Lord, I thank you for your constant eyes over the righteous, ears open to their cries. And Lord, you understand that we're made out of dust. You understand that we forget sometimes. We do all these things that happens to us humans. But Father, help us this day that we might arise to that place that you've called us to be. Help us to be partly faithful as you are faithful. Help us to become faithful to serving you this day. Help us always to walk in your love. Help us to walk in your dedication. Father, I pray for a mighty hedge around your people this day in a mighty way. Father, we know the enemy is coming to take, to steal, to kill those who have that abundant life. And he wishes to destroy all of your handiwork. But Father, I pray that you'll bless your people in a mighty way, that they might be able to make up a guard to come against the onslaught of the enemy, that he will not be take ground no longer, that he will be defeated in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for the pardon that comes upon those ones that have been set free. Lord, I thank you for those ones who have thought and thought and thought, and many of them come to the decision they need to know you, and help them to come to that lasting decision. They're going to serve you the rest of the days of their life. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your word. And we thank you for this free land that we've come to love to enjoy. Lord God, that you give us a place that we can grow up, and we've had the freedom of speech. We have the freedoms that many people do not know. And Father, we praise you this day. We thank you for that inheritance that you've given us to be born in this wonderful land. And Father, I pray for our people that's in charge this day. I pray for our president and our vice president, Father God. Oh, Lord, bless those that's in leadership this day. Father, for those that's moving and working in Israel, I pray that you'd bless them in a mighty way. And Father, we pray for Israel this day. We pray that you would supersede them. I know that you are. But Father, we come against the powers that come against Israel. And Father, we pray that you would move upon Israel in a mighty way. Give them great faith, great shelter, great protection. And Lord, we pray that the world will understand that Israel is the apple of God's eye. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for that wonderful privilege of being your children, like Israel is your children. And Lord, we pray for Israel this day. We pray, Lord God, for those that in a mighty way, Father, we pray for the protection this day. We pray for them to get that help that they need. And Father, we pray for our country that may not be favorable to Israel this day, and help them to see that it's very needful for America to follow thy leadership, Father God. And Father, we just praise you this day. We thank you this day for the opportunity for this day, once again, to be able to come forth and have that Spirit of God move upon us as only you can. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I believe that we're living a day of waiting. You know, something that you wait for is worth waiting for. It's not worth waiting for if you're not waiting on it. So if you've got, like most people, wait for Christmas because they like Christmas. They like Thanksgiving, so they wait for these special times. But God's calling for those who will wait patiently for that day. And that day will come assuredly as more than anything that's ever in this life has ever witnessed. We've never witnessed a day like that's going to be. It's going to be a glorious day, a day of great triumph in the Lord Jesus Christ. And victories that day, there will be those who have come for it, but I've made it. I'm here. I've arrived. What a joyful time. It's going to be a blessed time. But we've got to wait, and that waiting is sometimes the part that bothers most of us. We never like to wait for things. We don't like to be, that's where patience comes in. Patience means that we have patience in God. We know that sooner or later, if we wait upon God, we're going to get it. That's patience in the Lord. But we have to learn, and many of us weren't born with patience. In the book of James, it says patience is something we need to be full of the patience of God. And when we ask for patience, we're going to go through trials. And that's what it says. When we ask for patience, we're going to hit a few things, and we're going to see how patient we are. And Father, we just pray, we pray that God will move mightily upon our patience in our life. Some of these endeavors that God moves upon us, they don't come overnight. They've learned with sometimes hard lessons. They come with striving in the Lord, working and not striving with man either, because that's when you lose them. We strive to receive these things godly through His way. But God's here to speak to His hearts of His people in this last hour. And God is going to speak through an understandable way that people don't understand. But God has got basically a couple different categories of people upon this earth right now. He's got those who say they move in the Spirit, but when you look at it, there's not really too much movement, but that's what they're saying, so we're going to give them a pat on the back and say, hopefully it's okay. But then those that truly believe in the Spirit of God move out, and their whole inner being is not moved upon by the surroundings they face or even through the commands of men, but it's done through the supernatural phraseology of God's Spirit upon us, that leadership that only He can give us. But with that, He's going to speak the hearts of His people. He's not going to leave us here without Daniel. It says, the righteous shall know. The wicked will not know. None of the wicked shall understand, but the godly shall understand. Because God is going to speak to His people. He's always done that. He spoke to Israel. God has always had a remnant. God's always got a people. God always has a people that have heard His voice. They're able to listen to Him and know His will. They're not out doing something else. They're in the center of God's activity. Whatever God's doing, they're striving to come in that place that they can hear the voice of God. They're coming in that place that they can understand from heaven. God has given us a blueprint of life itself, this wonderful word. This wonderful word has come through the times of all the times that's been from the ever beginning till now. But this word will not go forth void. It is God's covenant with man. It's God's covenant with us that He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He is the Almighty God, and He comes down liberally to bless His people, to instruct His people, to keep us in the way against the powers of darkness. Many times we get in places of problems and difficulties because we have strayed off from the Spirit of God. We get away from the Spirit of God. It's like if you've ever had any animals and you get some that stray off, they're in trouble. And that's the way we are. Jesus talked about the parables many times about going out the 99. That one had went out, and Jesus went out and brought that one back in. And that's the way God wants us to keep in the center of His will. Not, we're not to stray off from the Spirit of God. We're to stay in His covenant and His glory. But we seem like we're having a time now. There's too many people that believe. They believe, but yet they don't believe. They believe in signs and wonders, but they believe it's all done according to what their head knowledge. And head knowledge has a way of taking us from the will of God. Head knowledge is good to a certain extent, and we got to learn our names and all these other things. But head knowledge has a way, if it comes in too strongly, to the way it works against our beliefs in the Lord. Head knowledge can pump it up. And these things, I'm not saying they're not good, but that God should be the center even in these areas. And we desire to know knowledge. The Bible says knowledge is going to increase in the last day. And we know that this is true in the last day. The Bible says this: when you see these things come to pass, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. God is on His move. God's coming back. You can feel Him every place. He's everywhere. You can see Him in the weather. I like to watch the weather because it's God. It's God's mighty hand says, wake up, my kids. Wake up. I'm coming back. I'm showing you. Little, wake up. Don't you see this thing's happening? God has a way to speak through the climate. He has a way, all these ways of saying, beware. I'm coming back. It's about time for my son to reappear. You need to be prepared. America needs to be prepared to stay. Those wicked things that America has dealt with, and even many of God's similar maybe saints that are not truly saints are doing things that's against the will of God. God wants us to separate ourselves from the cares of this world. It happened all the way back in Israel. We've had this problem ever since God brought us into this world. We always want to go back and do the little thing that's a little bit on shady side.
And pretty soon that shady side gets to be a dark side. And pretty soon that dark side becomes, we're darkened and we're blackened and we receive the effects of it. We're no longer blackened, but we're out of the place where we're walking in darkness. We're walking against the Spirit of God. Anytime we walk against the Spirit of God, we have problems. God has a people, a remnant that wants to walk in victory. And we cannot walk in our own broad way and walk in victory. Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that enter therein, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth to eternal life, and few there be that find it. It's a sad thing, and a sad commentary. It's going to be read one day. Many, many, many have missed the coming of the Lord. They was once here. Many churchgoers have come down, and they've lived all their life, but we're still here. And we hear some of the saints have left. And that's going to be a picture of what's going to take place. At that time, when those things happen, there'll be no time to cry out to God. God will say, I'm not hearing you. I once dealt with you. America, I've dealt with you. The world, I've dealt with you. I've dealt with you to come to be a holy people. I've dealt with you to be a people that I would love you. One thing that God cannot do, He cannot make us love Him. Even though we could, He won't make us serving. We got to do this all out of our own love. That's why some love a little more than the others. God measures that. God sees really the depth of our love. Well, we just say, well, I'm going to get by part way. Well, that's not, you're not truly in love with God. When you have to be in love with God is when you go all the way. And you're in so love with God that you want to see Him coming back. And many people, they're afraid of His return. Many people, you let them spit out their heart. They don't want to see God coming because they're not ashamed. And that's what that shame is, what's coming to the church today. What I'm talking about, the church is the Christianity. It's come as a shame. We no longer have that. We have not, our light's not shining no longer. We're not sharing the love of God in every place we go. We're not walking in victory. We're not walking in the heavenly language from heaven. God the Father, God the Son. We're walking in a language that's very vile, very troubled. We're walking as peers of the nature of this land. And we find ourselves, we cannot compete in those kind of contexts against the problems that we face. So our characters falls apart. When it meets trouble, it falls apart. It can't handle it. It can't handle it. So we see people, and people, they go to places, even to the place that their mind starts bothering them. And that's the problem. But he says, God says He will keep it in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee, because we trust in Thee. Our mind is a temple. It's a temple that we need to keep the filth out of this mind, because this mind needs to process only the goodness of God. And we get a lot of the bad things here. I'll guarantee you, you can't pray in the Spirit. You can't. You're not a candidate. You're not even a candidate to be in the spiritual, because they don't mix. It's like water and oil. They don't mix. And God don't mix with rotten things. He doesn't mix with envy, strife, wickedness, all these things. God wants God wants it His way, but His way is a good way. His way is a godly way. His way is a satisfying way. His way gives you a light heart. It gives you the joy of the Lord, is your strength. All the good things that you want come from God. All the things that you come in life, and you say, oh, you hate death, you hate, which I can see why people do. And they hate sickness. They don't like sickness. They don't like these things. And I don't blame them, because but God has a remedy. He has a way that we can be exempt from these things. The license plates of California and many other states, they have exempt license. It means they're exempt as long as they're in that car and they can go someplace. They can do what they wish with that car, basically. But God exempts us from things that come our way if we go God's way. We're exempt. We're exempt because God says we're exempt. God puts a favor of love upon His people. He dips us from the crown of our head to the very sole of our feet by love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness. The abundant power from heaven comes down to touch us. But when we start straying away, we start getting indifferent. God says, I can't talk to you no longer. And when that time, and we're about to that point when God's saying, I can't talk to my people no longer. My people are not listening. My people are over here having fun. My people are wanting things this world. God's not saying that you can't have it, but He needs to be first before you have it. He wants to be first in all areas. So that's up to us to choose. I don't wish these things because I don't really care about nothing. I don't really, in the house I live in, there's not really much in that house. It's all been my wife's. And I'm glad she had it. But I don't really care for anything. I'm saying we got to have to sell out. And then some people, it's very painful. Some people want Christmas to be a Christmas. They can go down and go to J.C. Penney's and everybody else and just buy extravagant things. I know none of you out there, but that's what a lot of people have. They got boats, motorhomes, airplanes. Bible says, seek ye first his kingdom, and then all these things shall be added. The Lord says, oh, you fool. He says that. Without God, we're all a fool. To know God is to know what he's about. Know that a wonderful love that he contributes to each one of us to keep us on that even keel toward him. That we have that desire within us that motivates us to constrain us from any evil conduct for anything that would take us off track. There's something within us that says, I cannot be part of it because I love my God too much. He is my Savior. I am part of him. I have his blood. He is my lifeline. He is my Savior. Why would I go against anyone who is my family? And he's my family. That's what we need to come to that place that God is our family. Because we're going to live with him forever. Through the countless ages, we're going to live with him. We're our mother, the Bible, and our father says, we love mother, father, brother, sister, more than me. We're none of me. That's pretty tough. Well, that's what God is. He's tough then. But he's good. Amen. He's wonderful. He'll pardon you. He will keep you out of harm's way. He will keep you the joy of the Lord. I see so many people this day that there's no joy. There's no thrill. There's no happiness. There's no chemistry that shows you that you would want to have what they have. They can hold the whole world and you wouldn't want to have what they have because what they have is not, it's very tangible. It's not very lasting. What you have with God lasts through the universe. It's something down here. No one can take your joy. No one can take your love. No one can take that peace. No one can take that healing touch that God. So when you speak and touch someone through the Spirit of God, there's nothing that you feel like when the anointing coming through me this very moment. There is nothing that compares with the anointing of God upon us. It's a phrase that only those can know that have enjoyed that mighty blessing. And God wants to do that to his people in a very mighty way. The Bible says in Daniel also that his people are going to do great exploits in the last hour. Great and mighty things. God's going to testify through his people. God's going to move upon his people. God is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but as long-suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Peter says, knowing this, in the last days there should be scoffers saying, where is the promise of his coming? Since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as it was from the very beginning. And we're seeing that in many places. Many scoffers say, he's not coming back. The Bible says, when you see these things come to pass, look up your redemption. What's that say? It says, I have no faith. I don't believe God. And I can see why God is very against some of his people. I hear his people. We're going to be here another 20,000 years. That's not in the Word of God. The Bible says, when you see these things come to pass, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man cometh. And it was the days of Noah, giving in marriage, drinking, housing around, all those things that are so, some people think they have to have it, but it'll take us down to a place of torturous way. We can lose out. We can lose that joy. We can lose that peace. We can lose that. If you lose God, you're losing it all. God is a great wealth that we can't let go of. Out there today, you need to hold on to God. He is your answer. He is your Savior. He is the way maker. He will keep you. God's here to strengthen us by his Spirit. Jesus, God's Son, paid in full, that all mankind could come and live with him forever. The Jewish nation, God said he was married to them, and God's going to keep them with his mighty hand. But all the rest of us out here, we find ourselves without hope until we met Jesus. We found ourselves alienated. We didn't have nothing. But God's given us a chance for heaven. We can be grafted into God's covenant. God can move upon us by his mighty hand. It's up to us to choose, and we got to choose daily. I'm persuaded we keep going on the way we do, that the powers is just like these floods. I'm seeing them. If you get out in that channel, you cannot, there's no way your body can compete with that flood. And that's the way we are in life itself. Unless we keep up day by day, we can't continue on doing in and out with God and make it. God has a peculiar people. God has a holy people. God has a righteous people. And God has a people who will have faith in Him, trust in Him. And we need to trust God. I believe that that is the area that many of us have come up short, that we have not enough faith to see anything happen. Our faith has been deteriorated. Our faith is, we've lost what faith we've had. We're no longer walking in faith. We don't have trust, and we cannot believe. And this is the area that God has to have within us. When you see someone and you say, I can believe that person because I know their character. Well, God's character is above all of our character, and we shouldn't have any trouble believing He is God. I know there's people that question God, but God is deity. He is everything. He made this universe. He made us all in His likeness, in His goodness. And God is ever faithful. He will keep us through the times of discouragement. And this last hours, I believe that we're going to see discouragement. We're going to see troubles. We're going to see perplexities. We're going to see onslaughts. The enemy is going to come in with great hordes. And there's going to be great devilish things that's going to come our way. But we don't have to be partakers with it. Our name is written. God's putting in us a name. And then that name, we can call upon God. And if we're even find ourselves as the only person, God will save us. If we can believe that God will never let nothing happen to us, only according to His sovereign will. And that's the kind of God we serve. He will not put us out on the place of firing line to get our heads shot off. God will keep us. He will destroy the enemy that comes against us. God is forever faithful. And we need to keep that in our hearts. This wonderful word, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee. This word will take us through. This word by the Spirit of God becomes mighty powerful. It becomes strength. It becomes a victorious victory, victorious living in victory in God. It's a life that God wants to have us be written in our hearts, our lives. That the imprint of this word would be in our being, it's in through our veins, it's in our innermost person. It just isn't just a form, but it's power of God. Now, the power of God is mighty, not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit, said the Lord, that we're so indoctrinated with God that we don't know what's up, what's down, because we're mixed. You know, God mixed. When you mix something up, you can't tell what it is, because when it comes out, it becomes a pancake or whatever it is, because it's all mixed up. And that's the way we are with God. God, we need to be mixed up so well that we're just part of God. There's nothing that's strangled out here as nothing. It's just part of God's batter. It's part of God's makeup. It's part of God's glory. It's the part of God that God wants to restore and bring health to our being, that we're particles of God. We become His lifeline. We become His that bring forth the Word of God. We're those who God leans on us, because God uses us in this ministry in this last hour. God can call 10,000 angels, but He calls mankind to do what I'm saying this day, because many have backslidden this day and they're not open to the Spirit of God. People are not open to the Spirit of God, allowing God to move in you. God wants a people that will respect His Spirit. His Spirit is, there is liberty, there's power, and you don't have to question God. He is deity Himself. God made all, is all, was all, forever will be all. We need to back up, have humility, enough humility in our life that we start backing up and say, Lord, I want You. I wish You, Lord, to take my life this day. Out there tonight, if you're here, wherever you are, I want it. If you desire that, you need to say, Lord, I'm tired of fighting my own fight. I'm tired of doing my own thinking. I'm tired of being a washed out Christian. I'm tired of not knowing Thy will. Help me this day, and God will help you. If you'll say that, God will save you. He will make you as more than conquerors through Him which loved us. What's wrong? We've went our own ugly way too long, and God wants to have His way in the church. God wants to have His way in the people. I, in my own endeavor, could say this is this, this or that, but I would be missing the will of God in every way I would think. And I can say that I rely on God. And God wants to rely on us. We need to have that chemistry within us as able to say, Lord, I don't care if you have me make a mess. I'll just make a mess for you. And that's what we got to come to that place that, Lord, I will, doesn't make any difference what anybody thinks. I'm going to go your way. I'm going to do your will. I'm going to be acknowledged by the Lord of heaven. I don't care what man thinks. I don't care what the world thinks, but I want to know what I want to do thy will, Lord. I want you to have your way in my life completely. We need that kind of a determination in America this day. We need to have people that will pray in the Spirit, that they will know the will of God about the government of the United States. We need to have people in the White House listen to the Spirit of God instead of listening to the old flesh. We need pastors that will pray through until they start moving by the Spirit. We need Sunday school teachers the same way, that pray and seek God until the Spirit of God's moving upon them. We need a revival. That's what the revival is. What people want is not the revival they want. They want a revival of looking good, feeling good. But you gotta live good to feel good. To feel good, you gotta live good. Glory! God is real. We're fighting an enemy, and this world is so, he's coming as a principality of the air. If you haven't seen it by now, he's everywhere. He's here to make you sick. He wants to do anything he can do. Anything that's wrong, hateful, he is the answer. I don't want him to make himself feel that well. God's my answer. He is my Savior. He is my waymaker. And if I should die this very moment, I know that I'll be in his presence. And I think that's where we all got to come to that point. If we would die at this very second, where would we be? Person out there, are you saved? Or do you know Jesus? You know the fulfillment of God. God wants you to put America through the scrutiny of the Spirit of God that you will literally give your life for your Lord. God wants a special people, a holy people, a dedicated people. I know this message would not be received many, many places, but I know this is what God wishes for. God wants a people that will walk in his allegiance, his calling. I would spend some time in the United States Army, and I was proud to stand that time. But I tell you what, I'm more proud to be in the army of God. The army of God is above all ordeals. The army of God goes on through eternities. God is God, and he wants a righteous people, a holy people, a people that walk in victory, determined to serve the Lord, walking, not ashamed, but walking in confidence that God will never leave us. We need that confidence of God that God is going to be a triumph. We have that confidence, God, that he will never let me go. He is on my side. He is my framework. He is my Savior. He is my soon coming King. He is my healer. He is my righteousness. He is my holiness. He is it. God bless you wonderful people today. I pray that God will meet your need this day. Whatever need it is today, I pray that God will meet that need. And I know he'll meet that need. People are listening to the wrong things. God showed me this very moment. There's many people are listening to people that lift up self, lift up persons, lifts up denominations, lifts up all these tools that the enemy has described for men that they might be sidetracked from the will of God. Satan, he's been very crafty in his adventure, and he's come in all parts of life trying to take from God's people, the sovereign will that they had, and divert them to a careless living that will bring them down, that they will be sidetracked from the powers of God. With it, they become failures. They become imitators of God. They're not true witnesses of God. And God says he will set those free this day if you will call upon God. And this comes, if many have been lacking in from your heart, the love of God. God will save you. God will help you. God will deliver you. God will set you free. God's here that his people would be holy. His people would abstain from all appearance of evil. God wants a people that will live above reproach. Walk in his Spirit that they no longer fulfill the lust of the flesh. I know the Spirit of God, you may not be able to go with, but I feel that God's my tongue, I can tell God's right here in this moment. God's here to set people free. He's here to touch you. You may have been crying out for years, Lord, I want a greater life. Oh, this is your hour then, sir.
girl, whoever you are, this is the hour that God can change you, that you can be assuredly in your heart that you're going to live in His presence forever. You must take courage to make that change. You must decide right now. Decide to go God's way. Decide to be a separated person. Decide not to go with the crowd no longer. Many have went the way of the crowd, and the crowd will take you down, sir, boy or girl, man, woman, the crowds will take you down to a place that you will miss out on God's blessing, God's fulfillment that God has for everyone. God has a righteous blessing upon for every soul. God has a power for every heart. God has a will. God has a purpose. God has an everlasting love that's forever and ever and ever. If you could see His heavenly mansions, you would die with this very soul because you would desire. It's heavenly. It's so special. It's beyond description. And God has given it that you might be faithful to the end. And through that, you'll go into that. It'll be a permanent dwelling place forever and ever and ever. It has the most brilliant colors that you could ever imagine. It's got the greatest things, the greatest climates, the greatest victory that you can ever imagine. And you'll not even never know unless you come God's way, because you will go down the wrong way, and that wrong way will lead you to a place not the opposite of the pearly gates. It will take you down to structure of the Satan. It will take you to a place that was not meant for man or beast or anybody. It's a place that Satan can go to. But I say, this is the day, say the Spirit of God, that you can be set free, that you can be walked victorious to know your God. For your God reigns. Your God is righteous. Your God is holy. And He will save you. He will keep you. It doesn't make any difference what the skeptics are saying here in this land. They can say all the things that they can say. Where is the coming of God? But you say in your heart, are you going to believe that? Or are you going to believe me, the Lord your God? For I, the Lord thy God, do not change. And I am the same yesterday and forever. And I do not lie. For I say, the imps from hell lie, and they teach lying, and they do lying things, and they tell you things that's not true. And I say the things that they tell you, you can get by with living having a hardened life, and live half-heartedly in the Spirit, and you have a life of the Lord, but I say it's absolutely wrong. You cannot live halfway in of the Lord and have a right to live in my rights. For my rights go to those who are become overcomers. My rights are given to those who have paid in full. And I give my rights to those that live before me in purity and wholeness. For those that I will call upon, I will answer them, and I will show them great and mighty things. For I am the God of heaven, and I know these things. For I say my people have become so lax, they do not reverence me no longer. They usher my spirit out of their congregations, and they don't want him to come around. And I say, he is put out. But I say, there are days when those that have put him out will be very ashamed, because they'll see the one that's putting him out will be the one that will usher in God's saints into my kingdom. And I say, that one that they put out, it'll be like a dart goes through their inner being. And they will feel that dart. They'll say, why did I ever act that way? Why did I think that way? Because the enemy has given you a lie to believe. And that lie shall take you down to a devil's hell. That lie you will receive, and you will be a victim and not a victor. And I say that lifestyle that many have lived for a short while will not be worthy. That little fun that you've had for just a short time is not no comparison to what eternity is going to be. And when you live through the countless times without your Savior, when you could have known Him, and He's speaking with you this day, and when you forsake Him, He has no way but just to put you in that wrong place. It is not the will of God, says the Spirit of God, for this to happen. My people need to realize that the Lord thy God loveth thee. God loves you and mightily, and He doesn't want any to perish. But unless... when many are foolish, when many lost their way like the five foolish virgins, I say many are like the five foolish virgins this day. They've lost their oil. They have once known the way. They've once had a right standing with me. But this day they're far from me. And I say if they should wake up in the morning, they would probably be missing my wonderful blessings that I've given to my beloved. And they will find themselves distant from the Lord their God. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Choose you this day. Choose life, not death. said, Spirit of God. Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing you've spoken by your word. Pray, Father, I pray that you bless the hearts of your people. Bless America this day. Bless this country this day. Lord, let us realize that you're coming very soon. Very soon, maybe before this day, you're coming. You're coming very, very soon. So we only maybe this day, maybe we don't know. But we need to be prepared. We need to be ready. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for thy goodness. We thank you that we felt your presence here. And Lord, I know that I couldn't, my tongue was so big I couldn't even talk, Lord, that you was here in our midst. Lord, I praise you. I thank you that you're real. I thank you that you're faithful, Lord God. I pray for those who have backslidden. I pray for those who need a new chance, a new touch. Father, I pray for these who are not made perfect this day. I pray to lift them up this day in the wonderful name of Jesus. I pray give them a second, third chance, Father God. Bless them in a mighty way. Lord, we thank you this day. Lord, we thank you for those who are not here this day. We thank you for all the people through America this word's going out to. For Tony and all these others, I pray for a mighty blessing upon you this day. God will move a mighty upon you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you.